Yeah, I was wondering if you talked, and David Diversity made the comment about on the big project, I assume it's reference to the uranium processing facility, that $6 billion for a facility that won't be operable until after the last LNG, it'd be much better or better to actually have a $3 billion facility that would be available to do the life extension work. I wonder if you talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, kind of wish I brought a chart, an unclassified version of what the LEP cycle is, because this is the fundamental, other than maintaining capability, the real delivery obligation of the complex is to survey the stockpile and then implement changes through the LEPs. The 76 LEP cycle, well, we're going to have the 76 will be done, the 61 will go into production, and it will be finished production around, 21, 23 or something like that. And the last big system, and this is the system where the DOD is actually interested in truly doing some major changes in the surety and use control. This would be the, and it's a 87/88 type combination. That's supposed to go into the first production in 21. And if you look at that, those three systems will provide the basis, the cornerstone of our stockpile capability through 2040. And I don't know of the viability of transitioning production from an existing facility of a major element like that into a new facility in the middle of production. I mean, you talk to any industry, they won't do that because that introduces lots of problems. And so if those facilities, and it's not specific to UPF, it's also CMRR because Los Alamos maintains they need this CMRR for their pits, and pits will become an element of the 87-88. So it doesn't do a whole lot of good to the country to have a facility that comes online and does not get used for the last major system in our existing deterrence. And then there's another subtlety of this, which is the current New START is scheduled to be negotiated or renegotiated. The follow-on would be 21 and no later than 26. And it's not unrealistic to assume that there's going to be a reduction in weapons. And you can't go a whole lot further before you change the triad duality of our current deterrent posture. And that rolls back into what sort of systems and facilities you're going to have. And so if you don't have something done early enough to influence your negotiations and your last major element in your deterrence, then even though it might be a great facility, I don't see that it's contributing to the mission of NNSA.
With that, we will give this up.